News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Health Products Regulatory Authority has seized over 10,000 illegal weight loss patches as part of a wider crackdown on falsified medicines. Donal O'Shea, consultant endocrinologist and HSE National Clinical Lead for Obesity, joins us now. Good morning to you, Donal. Why is this happening? If people need these drugs, why aren't they getting them through, I suppose, the proper official system? What's going on out there?
Well, what's going on is there is this cultural desire to be thin. So that lots of people want these medications to be, if you like, leaner than they are. Many of the people who are accessing these, if you like, black market products would not qualify for them on medical grounds in which they've been studied. I mean, the GLP-1 patch does not exist in clinical trials. Doesn't exist. It only exists in the black market influencer world, where it's promoted as a thing. So the hormones that we use and deliver as patches are classically HRT, you know, postmenopausally, maybe testosterone patch, but there's really very few, you know, insulin has never been given as a patch. It was looked at. So there's absolutely no evidence for the likes of Ozempic or Wegovy or Mounjaro being delivered via a patch. And yet there is this massive market with people almost pyramid style reporting great effects. And I can tell you, if there were great effects through patch delivery of GLP, then the pharmaceutical industry proper, it would be all over it.
Because it would be more tolerable and acceptable to some people, I presume, than taking it by an injection, which some people are put off by. So are you saying these things don't even work? These things are not only not something that people are being prescribed because they need, but they don't even work in the first place.
So the GLP-1 patch is not prescribed. It's marketed by non-pharma companies, promoted through influencers, online, through social media, through TikTok, where the whole body image and cultural desire for six pack and to be thin is gone beyond fever pitch, is wrecking the heads of, in particular, young adolescents and young adults who are seeing body images that are just not achievable, but thinking that if they use a patch or take a bit of testosterone, that they will then achieve that, beauty image that's being promoted.
I'm thinking to myself, what a complex area this is, because there are clearly people who are obese or heavily overweight, and for health reasons, it would be better for them if they weren't. But then there's a whole other range of people who, I suppose, this is about appearance. This is about some kind of perfectionism, or this is about some kind of body dysmorphia.
Yeah, and it's just to say, Ciara, have obesity rather than are obese.
Is the language we're using?
And you're absolutely right. It is incredibly complex. And unfortunately, the arrival of the likes of Ozempic and Wegovy, rather than destigmatizing obesity, have seemed to fuel this cultural obsession with body image, body size, body type. And then you have this market of, completely unregulated, untested products that are without an evidence base.
Okay. Can I ask you maybe a last question? Can anyone who needs these products now get them? I'm not talking about people who buy things on the black market.
No. Yeah, no. So, like, we have, with the Department of Health, we're designing a new obesity policy and action plan for the next 5 years. Part of that is going to be widening the access to GLP-1 treatments for people who need them. And that's people who have diabetes, who have obesity. And at the moment, it's complicated obesity. So in Ireland, if you have a body mass index, which is a fairly crude assessment, but a body mass index of over 35 plus pre-diabetes or sleep apnea, you qualify to get access to these treatments under the drug payment scheme or medical card. We need wider access. And I think wind the clock forward a couple of decades and it will be like hypertension, which was only treated at the extreme end 40 years ago and is now a routine treatment where you know that early intervention is of benefit. We will accumulate that evidence over the next, it is going to be 10 to 20 years, we'll have a very different approach to treating and managing and preventing obesity in 20 years. But for the moment, we're in this almost kind of, we're mithered with this cultural obsession with these new class of drugs, okay. And where actually people need them on medical grounds.
Professor Donal O'Shea, consultant endocrinologist and HSE National Clinical Lead for Obesity. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.